Thank you so much, Kevin, for being willing to be on the show. And it's amazing to see how much you've accomplished over your career, and then you're still going and you're going strong. You're going to be touring with Chicago. It's going to be June 20th at the Pepsi Center. This is REO Speedwagon in Chicago. So don't forget, buy a ticket and we'll see you there.
Yep.
Now, one of the things with Colorado is we're so proud of our music venues. And I would say one of the best ones, in my opinion, in the country.
I know where you're going.
You know, Red Rocks.
Yes. Of course.
What was it like to play at Red Rocks, and you see all those names signed on the wall behind you? Earlier you talked about how, you know, the Beatles were so inspirational, and you know, you go back there and you see these names, U2 signed on the wall and all these guys. Tell me a little bit about what was that experience like playing Red Rocks?
Well, I'll tell you what, Red Rocks has such a deep meaning for me because I grew up in Chicago and there's no mountains anywhere near Chicago. So my mother was a pantheist. She just loves nature. And she, in 1953, she talked my dad into driving down Route 66. There were no interstates. You know, we were in an old Ford, my mom, my dad, and me. And I have a photograph that my dad took of my mom and I at the top of Red Rocks, and you can see the seats all the way down to the stage in the background.
Beautiful.
I was 2.5 years old. And so to end up playing that venue, I think we've played there 4 or 5 times now.
Yeah.
It's so amazing for me just on that level. But I mean, the venue itself, there's no better place to see a concert in my opinion, in the world.
It's breathtaking.
Yeah.
How it's built right into the side of the mountain is just absolutely gorgeous.
And they have that great, inside the dressing room area, they have the years from the first year that it opened all the way to the present, and every artist who played there during that year. And you can literally see the progression of music from, you know, you see Frank Sinatra, and then suddenly you see Elvis Presley, and then suddenly it's the Beatles, suddenly. And it's like you see this history of rock and roll right there, carved into the stone at Red Rocks. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's an amazing place.
It really
amazing.
Is.
Well, you know, with us being financial advisors and you know, having a financial show, and obviously the stock market's moving up and down, here's a question for you. So over all these years that you've had the band, bands have highs, bands have lows. You've got different personalities that are a part of the group, and maybe somebody's got an opinion on a song, things like that. What's been this recipe for success that has made REO Speedwagon what it is today and to last all of these years?
Yeah, I wish I knew that. You know, if I had that recipe, I'd have a financial advice show. But, you know, I think it comes down to surrounding yourself with people that you trust, people who, with their ideas, make your ideas better.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know, so it's kind of a mutual respect for the people around you. And in our case, I think it's also, we try to avoid the instant gratification type of thinking and try to think down the road, you know, try to be forward thinking and look at the decisions we're making today in terms of where they'll lead us in the future, as opposed to how much we can get right now. And I think maybe that's been, on a business level at least, how you could explain our longevity. But it's also, we're really lucky. I mean, our songs just got into people's hearts. And once music gets into your heart, it's there. It's there forever. And when we come to town, we take people to a place that where they can kind of forget their troubles and forget their responsibilities and be a kid again. And so, you know, that's what we like to do.
You know, that obviously correlates very well to what we do, you know, as you mentioned about thinking down the road. Right.
Yeah.
Not that instant gratification. So I think that's what happens nowadays, is so many people want that instant gratification. They want that instant payday, and they lack the ability and the foresight to see down the road. So it's neat
absolutely.
To hear that, you know, can transition from not only our industry, but yours as well. And I'm sure so many out there.
I think it's life in general, man. I think there's certain things that just, if you can kind of plug them into a lot of different areas, and it all kind of is the same thing. You know, it's just keeping things in balance. And like you say, thinking down the road and not grabbing for the instant gratification. I think that's a big one, especially nowadays.
Oh yeah. So you and the band have achieved what so many can only dream of. And you've reached obviously this pinnacle of success. You've had an unbelievable career. Now that you've reached these goals, how has your opinion of what success really is changed? And how do you personally define success?
Well, I will tell you this, that for years, I had a dream that, or kind of a fantasy, that when the band became really successful, that all my problems would be over.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, we got about as successful as you can get back in the early 80s. And some of the personal issues and insecurities that I just had as a human being, they didn't go away. And, you know, so success is great. But if you think success is going to solve all your problems, you're probably going to be disappointed. So what I learned from success is that in order to be truly happy, mm-hmm. you gotta dig in and, you know, maybe do some personal work. And now I enjoy my success so much better than I did back in those days, because I just feel a little more grounded. I feel like I've gotten my life more in balance. Mm-hmm. I've got a great family. I've got a wife that I couldn't live without, and my children are healthy and doing well, and I've got a lot of great friends and surrounded with a lot of wonderful people that support me and allow me to do what I do best. I'm enjoying success now, and I think really what success is being at peace with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so at least that's, for me, that's how it kind of worked out.
Kevin, again, thank you so much for opening up your home here and allowing us to come in and interview you. And for all you listeners out there, don't forget, I was because looked it up on my phone here. It's going to be June 20th at the Pepsi Center. This is REO Speedwagon in Chicago. So don't forget, buy a ticket, and we'll see you there.
Well, thank you, Brad. I'll be looking for you.
All right. Front row.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much.